Okay.
I'm going to tell you the story my grandmother told me, which doesn't hold water, is that they died in a train wreck. Okay.
And who died? Could you go back a little bit for the recording?
Okay. Yeah. I was told that William and Mary, they had Herbert, my great-grandfather.
So this is William...
William Karsten's son.
Right.
I was told that they died in a train wreck by my grandmother. Mm-hmm. But like I say, the facts really don't hold water to that. I've been told by a local, this was 20 years ago, and she was quite old, and I can't tell you who she was. It could have been Laura. That she died of childbirth, which makes sense because she died a couple days after he was born, and we have the death date of her, and we have the birth date of him, and they're a couple days apart. Mm-hmm. And then I was told that William became so depressed, he didn't take care of himself, didn't do anything, and within a couple of years, he just caught pneumonia and died. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that, I think that might have been Laura or another one of the...
But although your grandmother told you that story. You
My grandmother told me she died in a train wreck. But you know what? She was kind of estranged from her father.
Okay.
So, you know, who knows what he told her.
Uh-huh.
And he, according to her, had a rough childhood, but according to others, I have a tendency to not necessarily believe that any more than the train wreck.
So then what happened to Herbert?
He lived quite a while.
Who took him?
From my understanding, the two birthing homes up here, Howard,
Peter?
The old generation, the
Peter.
One that would be the first Peter.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter, who was a birthing, and his wife, who was a golfer, took him in and adopted him. So to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know if
it
was official, but,
Right.
And it, to me, it kind of seemed like a good arrangement because it was his father's brother and it was his mother's sister. Because the golfer girls married the birthing boys.
Okay.
Yeah.